Facebook is one of the most prominent social media platforms among individuals and businesses, with billions of monthly active users as of 2022, which means it has a lot of potential for brand promotion. Brands may publish content to advertise their services or goods using Facebook ad strategy, which is inexpensive and helps them expand their reach, attract high-quality traffic to their website, and increase conversion rates. Keep that in mind. While digital advertising allows you to reach several clients at a lower cost, they are not without its drawbacks. Like any other type of promotion, it is still a long-term investment. Do not get too worked up if you don't get the results you want straight immediately. It is where Facebook ad optimization comes into play. Knowing how to optimize Facebook ads can act as a gold mine. You invest a lot of money and work into generating Facebook advertisements, so you want to get the most bang for your buck. If, on the other hand, you're having trouble reaching the proper audience with Facebook advertisements, you should probably find answer to how to optimize Facebook ads. You may not be optimizing Facebook advertisements appropriately even if you understand the ad analytics. Aside from the numbers, there are additional factors to consider that might improve the effectiveness of your ads. Fortunately, we have broken down some methods you may use to expand your reach and learn how to optimize Facebook ads, but first, let us figure out why your ads are not working. Why aren't your Facebook ads effective? Most people believe that Facebook advertising works in the same way that any other type of advertising does. You have a product or service, you publish an ad, and you make sales. However, that is not how Facebook advertisements operate. First and foremost, Facebook is a social network. As a result, individuals are unlikely to flock to the site in search of ads. If they wish to look for a good one, they can utilize Facebook Marketplace. It generally results in three sorts of issues with your Facebook ads. You don't know who you are trying to reach. Facebook is still figuring out who your ideal clients are. Your advertisements are not engaging enough to stand noticed. When your advertisements are not doing as well as you wanted them to, one of the three factors above is generally to blame. So, using these suggestions, we will make sure you avoid these issues and do a few more things to optimize your Facebook ad. 07 Mind-blowing ideas to optimize your Facebook ads. Separate ads for mobile and desktop. Use several ad sets for mobile and desktop to better optimize your advertisements, bids, and conversions. Ads and calls to action are likely to behave differently on the desktop in contrast with mobile, and any ad setup should accommodate this. To see what works, break up your targets with creativity. To ensure that your Facebook ads convert, consider your target market first, followed by your message. Is your message appropriate for that group? If you have numerous audiences, use the ad creative to segment each possible target, then evaluate after 48 hours. Only by taking down each target and reassessing what is working can you figure out which audience is converting. Optimize demographics. Make the most of your demographics. The other essential demographics are age, gender, and location. Select your Facebook ad set, click on the graph, and then on demographics to see which demographics are working best. If some gender or age group appears to be significantly more receptive, you may want to tweak your advertising to make them more appealing to that group of individuals. Allow 3 to 7 days after making adjustments to optimize your Facebook ads to see the impact. Although Facebook ad campaign optimization should never cease, the majority of the work is done during the initial few weeks of running Facebook advertisements. PowerAdSpy's Facebook Ad Best Practices. PowerAdSpy is a tool that can help you find ads that are relevant to your search terms. In this instance, you can use the search box to enter some keywords and then press the search button. The tool will display the most relevant and engaging advertising campaigns in your niche. You can easily optimize your adverts once you've identified the advertisements. Facebook, Instagram, Google, and YouTube are just a few social media platforms where the tool shines. You can build better ad campaigns to stand out from the crowd by looking at the top performing commercials in your niche. Here are some instructions for utilizing Power Ad Spy to search for advertising. Step 1. Go to poweredspy.com. Step 2. Click the login/sign up option in the top right corner. Step 3. Complete the username/email and password boxes correctly. Step 4. To access the Power Ad Spy dashboard, click Login. Step 5. On the left-hand side, you'll see the social networking platforms where you can look at ads. Step 6. The search bar is at the top of the page. Mention the niche of the ads you'd want to compare. For example, if you are looking for lawyer ad strategies, mention niche related to it. Step 7. Drop-down choices for search by, sort by, filters, and lander properties are available. As a result, you can use the filters to help the tool present the best adverts. Facebook has created a lovely space for businesses to advertise and promote themselves on the network. You can also use this ad spy tool in case your Facebook ad is not delivering. Make the most of it by using Power Ad Spy to create beautiful and winning advertising that will help you stand out from your competition. Keep your destination in mind. The landing page of an advertisement is only as good as the ad itself. Make sure you have everything in place to fulfill the promise of your ad when deciding where you want the conversion to occur. Here are a few things you should do to have your landing page ready. Use pixel from Facebook. You will need to add the Facebook pixel code to the page where you want the conversion event to occur once you have selected the page where you would like the conversion event to occur. Strive for consistency. If your ad promises anything, make sure it delivers on the landing page. You don't want a visitor seeking a shoe to end up on a product page for pants. Here, too, design and language should be carried through. Optimize for mobile devices. You may wish to direct visitors to your app because a rising number of consumers are willing to make purchases on their phones. In that scenario, ensure that your app is registered and integrated with the Facebook SDK. Account and page. Keep in mind that Instagram is owned by Facebook. So, if you have a following there as well, this is the place to advertise. Even if you want to run the same content and audience across all platforms, you will separate your campaigns per platform. Otherwise, Facebook will allocate your money to the platform that is performing the best, even though it is only one of the numerous options. Check out our other latest blogs. Facebook Pixel Helper Explained, how to use it like a pro. How to get your YouTube videos on the trending section. Verified methods to spot and avoid Facebook Marketplace scams. 9 tips on how to create striking shoe ads for stellar sales. Obtain more data to optimize Facebook ads. Poor Facebook ROAS is frequently caused by a well-intentioned but common error, over-segmentation. We PPC people like being in charge, but so does Facebook. The bidding algorithms of Facebook are quite excellent, we have to admit. They must, however, be able to exit the learning phase to reach their full potential, and more. Because Facebook loves data and depends on it to make bidding choices, your ability to optimize is hampered when data is scarce. Low data volume will create uneven performance, causing your cost per result to be unpredictable, even if an ad set is delivering conversions. With that said, it is not easy to learn how to optimize Facebook ads, it may take a bit of your time. As a result, when we try to break down ad sets into ultra-fine targets, the bidding mechanism revolts. Over-segmenting audiences might limit data and make consistent performance difficult. If conversion volume is low or inconsistent, removing segmentation around devices, platforms, and other factors may be a method to enhance performance. Make use of well-thought-out visuals. What makes an excellent Facebook ad image? High quality. If you utilize stock pictures or graphics that are not well made, your Facebook advertisements will get lost in the crowd. Your advertising will be more effective if you include an original image with visual depth, imagery that ties to your brand narrative, and aspects that grab the attention. If you are going to use a video, be sure it is of high quality. Clever design, you must choose a design that appeals to your target audience. The only way to achieve this is to experiment with various plans to find which ones work best. Context, make sure your visual element is in sync with the rest of the ad context. You want prospects to see right away how investing 60 seconds of their time in clicking your call to action and filling out the lead form would benefit them. Tracking and testing. Before you go headfirst into your Facebook ad campaign, you will need to learn how to use the platform. We do not blame any marketer for feeling overwhelmed with so many KPIs to measure and factors to keep an eye on. It is why, before blowing out their budgets, we advise newcomers to launch smaller test campaigns to get their feet wet and make modifications. Talking about budgets, Facebook can deliver your advertisements based on what they consider to be optimal interaction or on a fixed timetable. There is no correct way to budget. Keep in mind that if you don't set limits, you might quickly deplete your funds. The platform reporting tools are an essential part of Facebook advertising. Again, Facebook allows you to track a great deal of information. Look no farther than your reports to see whether you receive a positive ROI or a meaningful click. You have a lot of data at your hands to find out what works and what does not by tracking particular events, reach, and amount spent. What you optimize for is what you get. You must thoroughly understand what is essential to contribute to the success of your company. Do not get caught up in vanity or meaningless numbers. It is not simple to get Facebook advertising right from the start. However, with few studies and experimentation, anything is possible. If you follow these guidelines, you will find that the trial and error period is over much sooner than you expect. You will be the expert offering Facebook ad advice in no time. Someone who will buy from you is the most valuable conceivable user. It is hard to argue with that. Just make sure you are doing everything you can to perfectly answer the question of how to optimize Facebook ads by assessing value, and go past the surface level activity.